Die Freilichen sei es Chaneke, und dann ist mir ins Chosu Fushin, wo Barak zu Birif Gavat, ja, besoa Shoch Yisrael, da war Hanna Mordech, ein Befehl des Simch, besoa Shoch Yisrael, und nicht mal es Daniel Asara, als er Yezu Yisrael Levi. Five ideas, try to connect a little bit to Chaneke as well. The first idea comes to us from the Kotzke Rebbe, Perek Mem Dalet, Pasuk Lamen Aleph. The Yehud is going on to his whole spiel, where Horidu Avadecha, Sevas Avdecha, Avinu Miyagun Sheola, your sons have brought down the gray hairs of our father, your servant with grief to the grave. They're begging Yosef. They don't know it's Yosef. They're begging him, please, don't take our youngest brother. It'll banish me too much for our father. Ask the Kotzker Rebbe, why was Yehuda so distressed? He was so upset about Yaakov's reaction, but he didn't concern about Binyamin's children. If they didn't bring Binyamin home, not only would they be losing a son, but Binyamin also had 10 sons himself. They would be losing a father. Why was Yehuda only distressed about Yaakov's reaction? Says the Rebbe, said the Kotzker, such a beautiful yisod. He says, a child does not grieve for his father as much as a father grieves for his child. A father, a parent, will always grieve, chas v'shalom aleinu, which should never happen, but when a parent loses a child, it's much on a much higher, deeper, crazier level than a child who grieves for their father. Continue the Rebbe, the same old truth for us. At the end of the day, by here, by this pasuk, you want to know why Yehuda was distressed about Yaakov's reaction? Because Binyamin's children, Binyamin never came home back to Eretz Yisrael, his children would have got over it. But for Yaakov, he never got over Yosef. So now he would never even get over Binyamin. So it's a beautiful idea. The Kotzker says that a father never gets over their child. And says the Rebbe, the same holds true for us. Says the Kotzker, we do not share Hashem's anguish in the same measure that he shares in our sorrows. Meaning, if we would care for the same way that Hashem cares for us, would be an amazing thing. But we care for Hashem is great. But the way Hashem cares for us is a much higher level. And it's a tremendous episode for us to be able to realize that not only when we're in Gauls, we are, the Jewish people, are HaKadosh Baruch is also in Gauls. As the Baal Shem Tov says, we say this in Tehillim and Perichof, Hashem Yimale Kol Meshal Asacha, which means the Pashup Shad is that Hashem, you should fulfill all our requests. But says the Baal Shem Tov, Hashem Yimale Kol Meshal Asacha, that all your Meshal Asacha, all of your requests should be Hashem Yimale, that Hashem, your name should be full, that the world should know all about you, Baruch Hashem. But the same way we HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for our well-being, we also have to care for his well-being as well. A beautiful insight of the Kotzker, why Yehuda was only distressed about Yaakov's reaction and not Binyamin's children, and then he brought that also down to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship as well. Beautiful idea of the Kotzker. Moving on, and the Baal Shem. Moving on to idea number two. So this second idea comes to us from Yehuda Leib Chasman in Or Yoel. The Pasuk says, if you took land, Mem Hei Aleph, Elo Yochel, Yosef, Lisapil, Chol Yisrael, Melov, he wasn't able to hold back anymore, and he had to be able to tell his brothers who he was. Says Rebbe Leib Chasman, what's the deeper idea here? Says Rebbe Leib Chasman, Yosef was so overcome with emotion, he was unable to withhold his identity anymore. However, nevertheless, he did not allow his emotions to overcome his reason. Yosef did not reveal his identity, so he dismissed all the Egyptians in the room in order that his brothers should not be embarrassed. Says Rebbe Yehuda Leib Chasman, that sometimes in our lives we get so emotionally enveloped in something, we get so emotional, we let our emotions take over our logic. It's good to have emotion, but to be able to make sure when we have our emotion, and we make sure that everything is so very carefully thought out about. When we're not ever gonna, when we say Dvar Torah at the table, we make sure the Dvar Torah is never gonna hurt someone else's feelings. Says Rebbe Yehuda Leib Chasman. Even though Yosef was so emotional, he still had logic on his side. Which reminds me, Lamaisa of a stipler. The stipler says, "Why is it in Parshas of Vayera coming up in a few weeks?" The frogs kept on hitting the Egyptians kept on hitting the frogs. But they saw it kept on multiplying. The mice at the end of the day, why do they keep on hitting them? Says the stipler, when a person is so emotionally and you're so angry, you're not thinking logically. The whole yisod is that you should have emotion, but you gotta also have logic as well. When we're serving the Ribbono Shel Olam, especially in taking the Kedusha, the emotions of Chanukah with us, we have to take it with us. But also to be logical about it. If the kids are lighting, you don't have to start doing a whole Hashem Yichud. You're there to be there with the family, to be logic, to be able to use emotion and have the proper balance. A beautiful idea from Yehuda Leib Chasman and the stipler. Moving on to idea number three, just a few psukim after. So finally, Yosef says the words, Mem Hei Gimel, probably the most famous words in the entire Torah, Ani Yosef Ha'odovichai. Mice, at the end of the day, Yosef's asking constantly, is her father still alive? What's going on over here? It says Rav Asher of Stalin, Asher of Stalin, Beis Aaron. And I saw the same idea in the Siva Shalom. It wasn't not a question as well. Ani Yosef Adu Bichai, we always read it as a question. It was a statement. Ani Yosef, I am the same Yosef. Ha'or avichai means, it's not a question. You want to know how I say the same Yosef? Ha'or avichai. The Torah that I learned with my father, or you could say the Torah that I learned with the Rabbeinu Shalom my entire life, Ha'or avichai was with me in my entire life. That wherever I went, the Rabbeinu Shalom, that Yaakov Inu was with me. It wasn't a question, it was a statement. It was a declaration. Beautiful idea, Rabbi Asher Stolin says in Siva Shalom. Ani Yosef Adavichai is not just saying a question, because he already knew. Ani Yosef Adavichai means, wherever I went, I continued to go forward. And that's really why I heard Rav Weimer Shlita say this tonight, that at the end of Zoyz Chanukah, we might have the Zoyz Chanukah blues, that Chanukah is now over. No, now we take the Kedusha of Chanukah with us. We take the Torah with us. We take everything that we gained on Chanukah, we take it with us in our entire life. You always have to go on higher and higher and higher now to take all the Kedusha of Chanukah, take us with us. Like I heard from Rav Mordechai Shapiro, Rav Ephraim Eliyahu Shapiro from North Miami quoted his father, Rav Mordechai Shapiro, in the Sefer Emor Mordechai. They say this on Halal every day. Yosef Hashem Aleichem. It's not referring to Yosef, it's referring to adding. Yosef, when a Jew wants to increase and they keep on going even after Chanukah, Hashem Aleichem. The Rebbe says, I want to be next to that person. Yosef Aleichem. We're always continuing to try to go on and on and on. And that's what Yosef was saying. Ani Yosef, you don't know how I stayed to stay strong? Out of Hichai, my father is always with me. Hashem is always with me. Yaakov Levina was always with me. Beautiful insight of Rav Asher of Solon and Siva Shalom, Rav Mordechai Shapiro. Moving on to idea number four. So two psukim later, then hey, says Yosef, Ata al tiyat suvi al yichal bereinechem, nimachat masi, hein la michyad shalachani alokim alef nechem. The Rebbeinu Shem sent me, don't get sad. Says the Rav Menachem Mendel of Kosov, and the Sefer Avos Shalom, beautiful, beautiful Sefer, one of the classical Hasidic Sfarim. He says, what's the solution of Va'ata? Va'ata and now. Says the Avos Shalom, Va'ata, ein Va'ata, ela tshuva chazal tell us. Tshuva. He's telling the brothers, you want to do tshuva, no problem. But al teyatzvu, don't get sad by yourself. It's very easy to get sad when a person messes up. Al teyatzvu, says the Avos Shalom, at the end of the day, you want to do tshuva, especially Zayis Chanukah. Zayis Chanukah is a day of tremendous kapara, tremendous chasima. You have to do it with simcha. Is ikra simcha totally believe? Yismach limavakshir Hashem. Bikudah Hashem Shalom is samchi leiv. The Baruch Hashem doesn't want sadness. You're going to go home right now. You're going to start blaming each other and start being sad. No, says Yosef. The ata alteitzvu. When you do tshuva, alteitzvu. Don't do anything with simcha. And don't do anything with sadness. Alteitzvu. That's got to be with simcha. It's got to be with joy. It's got to be with happiness. And that's the whole Indian of Kedushas Levi. He brings down really, from what the Arizal brings down, it's quoted in the Basan, Parshas Vayeshev. Kis Arizal says that Chanukah is really the Gemara Chasima. Zayis Chanukah is on the same level as Shemini Atzeres and Yom Kippur. It says the Kedushas Levi in the Shabbos, Shabbos Shuvah. Gemara tells us in Yoma that there are two types of tshuvas, tshuva meyirva, tshuva meyava. Tshuva meyirva, someone who does tshuva out of fear, they only changes the once purposeful sins into accidental sins. But someone who does tshuva out of love, tshuva with simcha, he changes his once purposeful sins into zchuyos, just into merits, because when a person actually reflects on his past and he uses it to help him become a better person, you change your past, you take the past with you to become a better person. That's what tshuva me'ava is. That's what tshuva me'simcha is. And that's exactly what Yosef is saying. Va'ata. And now, you're going to do tshuva. Atetzvu. Make sure you don't get upset. You do it with simcha. Beautiful insights of the Avasham of Kosov and the Kedusha Slavery. Fifth and final idea, just a few psukim after. Yosef's really trying to lessen his brother's guilt, says Rabbi Rucham Levovitz in Mem He Ches. Ata lo ta lo atem shalachem ki ani. Chodesh Baruch sent me to be able to rule over a land of Egypt and to do all these things. Don't worry, it wasn't you. You're just the shlichim. Says Baruchim, what's the practical insight for us to be able to take home? Says Baruchim, sometimes the nature of people is when they do act for kindness for someone, they don't want anything in return. They don't want anything in return. But sometimes it's not healthy, because the only reason they don't want anything in return is because they want people to feel indebted to them. Similarly, says, when someone does something wrong to you, you have to make sure they don't feel guilty after. Go out of the way and say, listen, I know it was one time, don't worry about it. Yosef saw that his brothers felt so bad, and he went above and beyond. All these psukim are so focused on Yosef making sure that they wouldn't feel guilty. He wanted to make sure, my only brothers, don't think you sent me, it was their bonus show. He says, that's what Yerucham says. You know what it means to be a Jew when other people hurt you? Make sure you go out of your way to make sure they don't feel guilty when they ask for forgiveness. Don't make it a whole to-do, a whole balagan. They ask for forgiveness and be able to move on. Because really, Pashut, Gemara says, and this is brought down in all the Sfarim, I saw a Sefer on Achdus, my Sefer called the Tiferes of Moshe, it brings down, the same way you act with others, the Gemara tells us, The same way you act with others, that's the way the Rebbe Hashem is going to act with you. If you give people a hard time and start forgiving for forgiveness, the Rebbe Hashem is going to act the same way with you as well. If you go out of your way to be able to say, you know what, you messed up, I'm able to move forward, the Rebbe Hashem will do the same thing. And how appropriate is that message for Zayis Chanukah? This Chanukah is a time of tshuva, of reflection. Okay, what happened over the past 2 months since Yom Kippur? Okay, this A, B, and C, okay, and this is what I have to fix. It's a tremendous day of tefillah. So we have to take these messages of Reuchem. The same way we don't make other people feel guilty, the Bona Shalom will make us feel guilty as well. Be able to be forgiven by him. Let's just review these five ideas. The Kutzker says, why was Yehuda so focused on the distress of Yaakov's reaction? What about Binyamin's sons? If Binyamin and their father never came home? Because a father's love for their child is much greater than a child's love for their father. At the end of the day, a child only grieves so much for the father, but a father grieves for a child forever. It says the Kutzker, how much more so by us? We feel, Kadosh Baruch Hu feels our pain, we feel Kadosh Baruch Hu's pain, but Kadosh Baruch Hu feels our pain much more than we feel his. But says the Baal Shem Tov, Hashem Yimaleh Kol Mishaloh Asecha, we have to fill our request all to be Hashem Yimaleh. Says that second idea. The second idea comes to us from Rabbi Yehuda Leib Chasman, and even when Yosef was about to get so emotional, he made sure that his logic also went with him as well. He didn't want to embarrass his brothers, so he still had the proper logic. And that's what the stipler said the Egyptians didn't have when they were beating the frogs. They're multiplying because their emotions took over them. It's good to be emotional, but you also have to have the proper balance of logic as well. The third idea, Ani Yosef Arivichai, says Rav Asher Stolin, says the Siva Shalom, Ani Yosef Arivichai is not just a question again, because he already knows that their father is still alive. Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef Arivichai, because my father's with me everywhere. Even after Chanukah, my father's with me. The Torah is with me. Everything's with me, wherever I go. And that's what Mordechai Shapiro says, not the singer, but Rav Mordechai Shapiro, the Talmidei Mufakim of Rav Aaron Kotler. And he says, and so Yosef, when a Jew wants to grow, Hashem Aleichem, the Rebbe Hashem says, I'm with you. Moisev Aholech, it's the whole essence of Chanukah, is to be able to take the Chanukah with us. That's why there's no Abdal B'Chanukah. Because the whole essence of Chanukah is to take us with the girls from Achayel Achayel. The fourth idea, we said from Menachem Mendel, of Kosov, the Avos Shalom, says, Va'ata Ata, that's what Yosef says, don't get sad now on the way. Ein Va'ata El Tshuva, says, say Chazal, and Yosef is telling his brothers, don't get sad now, because Tshuva Me'Simcha, Tshuva Me'Av is a much higher level than the Tshuva Me'Yira. It's time you want to do tshuva, no problem. You want to feel bad, 100%, but don't get sad. That's what the Yitzhar wants. You have to take from your sticks, as Kiddush Levi. Gemara Yoma tells us two types of tshuva, shumi yirva, shumi yava. Change your ways out of love for the Rebbeinu Shem, out of a simcha. And that's what Yosef is saying. You want to do tshuva, go out of here, go above and beyond. That's the whole essence of it. Chanukah. We'll take our mistakes and be able to build from them, grow from them. Fifth and final idea from Rav Yeruchim Levavitz says that Yosef made sure to tell them, his brothers, go on and on. Don't worry, this is the Rebbeinu Shem's plan, this and that. And Yosef really went above and beyond to make sure that his brothers didn't feel guilty. It's the same way with us in our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shem. Says it's first the Moshe. If we're careful with other people's feelings, then the Rebbeinu Shem will be careful without the way he treats us. If we're quick to forgive, the Rebbeinu Shem will be quick to forgive us as well. We should be zochah b'ez Hashem to feel Kadosh Baruch Hu's pain, to feel Kadosh Baruch Hu in Galus as well. Be zochah b'ez Hashem to always have the proper balance of logic and emotion. They will always be growing in our avodas Hashem, never stopping, even after Chanukah, to take the light, the kedusha of Chanukah with us. Be'ez Hashem to always do tshuva me'yir, not only tshuva me'yir, but tshuva me'ava, tshuva me'simcha, and to always understand that the way we treat others will be the way their Rebbeinu Shem treats us as well. Afreilich Chanukah, Yontif, Gemar Chasim, and Toivach, Shkoyach.